And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and all over the world. We may have people in San Francisco listening today. I hope so. Hey, Liam, good morning. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
It's good.
Yeah. Went on a few runs, which is always nice.
Yeah. Are you building up? Are you building an upper body strength? Are you doing?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I can't put muscle on.
Okay.
For some reason.
Start with pull-ups.
You're right.
Okay. And you start, you do one pull-up and get down, and then jump back up and do two. Pyramids.
Yeah.
Do pyramids. And you don't weigh. The Marine Corps PFT is built for people like you. Because 20 pull-ups, 80 sit-ups or crunches now in 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and then 3 miles in under 18 minutes. Right? So, but you got the most points for pull-ups, so I cut straight up there. So I walk out of there with 100. Then get 100 on the crunches. But then the run. Yeah. Okay. That was a little bit slower than run. Anyway, you'll be able to do it, son.
Thank you.
You bet.
That was great leadership. How about that advice, huh?
No, I mean, you got to figure, because you're looking at something that's going to be a lot of upper body strength.
Oh, no, I know.
And endurance.
So. Well, you're a drummer, so already you have the stamina.
No, I do. I have the endurance.
No, yes, absolutely.
I do.
But
drummers are incredible.
Strong wrist.
And I have two really good friends that have played that are drummers, and they are, when they tour, when they do these big tours, that's like monster time on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Intense 2.5-3 hours. And I know that one of the interviews I did recently with Rich was that he runs 5 to 6 miles a day. His physical outside of the drumming is as important, and then practice. So it's pretty amazing, when people like dancers, they have to dance a lot even when they're not dancing.
So you're trying to picture Liam because you've never seen him. So what, 5'10"?
5'10" and a half.
Okay.
Most growing. Most of my height is in my legs.
It is.
And my arms reach down to my knees.
He's kind of like a kangaroo.
A little bit.
Arms,
yeah.
Except for the arms, or a very thin silverback gorilla. Well, hey, come on.
Thank you for that.
He looks like he could run. In the morning.
Yes.
Deliver this to Sacramento.
Yes.
It would be there in the afternoon.
Yes. Hey, you. How are
it's
you doing today?
It's not easy working here, is it?
Yeah. I'm going to give you an update of the weather. I hope you're having a beautiful morning because the stars were out this morning. Of course, when we get up so early, it's like, man, I'm looking out there at this blanket of stars and trying to count my blessings, do my positive quotations, went in and got my book about just how you set your day, your intentions for the day. And then just in the matter of an hour and a half of, coming out, getting dressed and coming into the station, walking outside, it's like it felt like there was a little bit of a rain in the air. Like it was, wow, I went in and got tennis shoes and a jacket just in case. But if you're wondering and tuning in, good morning. Today is going to be 88 with our overnight decreasing clouds with 63. Looks like mostly cloudy tonight. But then tomorrow looks like we've got sunny with a high of 90. Temperatures are going to be going lower throughout the week. If you've been watching any of this forecast, 87 on Wednesday. And then we get to Thursday, our skies with the highs will be around 79 and Friday at around 83. I know we were watching on the news today that looks like we may have rain in the forecast, but according to the National Weather Service, we really don't have in this particular forecast, we don't see rain, but it feels like it a little bit. And I know We're going to tell you a little bit about our weekend and how we would see clouds from afar. And
I got rained on Saturday.
Knew that there were these
I got rained on Saturday.
Clouds that just open up and just, it could be just in a little area, like a block, just a block of a neighborhood. And the weather is always brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. It's a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, the Kinney family, who do great things for our and nourish their community and their outlying community. Doing great deeds. So that is Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, like we said, veteran owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. I told the guys, I talk about it first thing in the morning because they're all busy. Northern Firearms Instruction had somebody approach them from all places, San Francisco. And it was a bachelor's party. And the guy getting married, Corey, said, gosh, I'd really like to go out and shoot. And they also shoot. Are you kidding? Man, you can't do that. We live in San Francisco. Anyway, they set it up. I think
Did he know what was coming? Did they surprise him?
I think it was a total surprise.
Oh!
First of all, they were in Lakehead Friday night, they all said, "Oh no, we kept the drinking down." And I said, "It's a bachelor's party. How'd you do that?" Well, they're pretty focused. Let me tell you, this group out of San Francisco. Most of them are pharmacists, and that should tell you something right there. That's 8 years of school.
Mm.
They showed up, and you talk about, we started that morning at about 6, getting the targets up, because it wasn't going to be a regular CCW class. It was going to be a day of fun shooting, teaching them how to shoot. We used tactical rifles, shotguns, and pistols, and ending up with a competition. They all had to shoot steel targets with the pistol, then with the rifle at paper targets, and then the shotgun. Three steel targets with a shotgun. And let me tell you, gents, you all did a great job. We're still talking about it. And we were there. We finished. Ted got home at 8. I got home at 7:30. You have to put everything away at the end of it. But what a fine group of young men. I can't say enough about them. There was not one safety incident. They shot well. They listened to everything you said. I guess, you know, they're all college graduates and plus. And not that everybody wasn't great. But Chris, you're always going to have our undying admiration. Chris is totally blunt, and I think it was he had a brain tumor. He told me that, and I'm not sure, but I think I lost his sight there. Chris is out there. We got him a laser pointing gun. You know, just put a laser in your gun. Well, he still can't see it, so I'm behind him, vectoring him in, and he did extremely well. And then Ted was with him on the steel targets, and we have steel plates on a ramp there, and he took out all 6 of them. They went down with that shotgun and just, you know, blew it apart. And so the thing about it is, he never missed one time. After being taught how to do it, never missed one time getting the magazine from his hip into the magazine well of a pistol. I can't do that every time, okay? And I've done it, I don't know, maybe a million times. But the whole group, let me just tell you this, gents, if you're listening, and you can share this, go back to the archives. Ted Ogilvy, Ted Leidy, and Morgan was there. Morgan's one of our female instructors. And she was teaching another class, and she came over and just hung with us for the rest of the day, thank goodness, because we need somebody to lift the steel targets and move them around. And she's a trainer and a little stud. And we talked about you all the rest of the day while we're cleaning up. And at the end of the day, they were happy. They got their certificates. We were happy. And Corey's getting married on November 11th.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we better get some pictures, buddy. They sent us a video of them all, you know, raising a glass.
Oh, how nice.
To us. Yeah, that evening. So, Victor.
So that sounds like it was a wonderful, to surprise this guy just by saying, I would really like to shoot. Somebody took note. planned it.
Planned it.
And then reached out to Northern California Firearms.
Northern Fire, Northern Firearms Instruction.
Okay.
The place I've been working for.
Yeah, I don't know
years.
Why I say, you know, I always add something because in there, but forget
the same,
me.
It's the same way you say.
Northern Firearms Instruction right there in front of
us. Right. National, you call National Rodeo Finals instead of National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah, my mind, you know, I have a dyslexic kind of like way of looking at things, so it's extra. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Of course, Ted Leidy and Carl have a show, Man Up, and Northern Firearms Instruction. But anyway, they reached out. They probably Googled who's the best. And and then this
this
weekend happened, and how fantastic.
It really was. It was a long day for everybody. And you know, of course, at first you're looking at it as okay, bunch of guys from San Francisco, you know, we were you know what, everyone
they were game.
Every one of them, I mean Chris probably could have a CCW. but this is it was just a great weekend. I told them I'd talk about it and just, you know, give them all out a big round of applause because we were impressed by them. And everybody had a great time. Everybody was walking away. And the thing I really noticed is when in the competition, and they're going against each other and it's timed, they were helping each other. Somebody's missing a plate. Oh, shooting low. You know, I mean, and cheering each other on. I don't know how long. And Linda says, ask me the questions. Well, why did they pick Lakehead? Because that's where they stayed. I don't know. What's Corey's fiance do? I don't know. And she asked me all these questions that we don't ask.
Because I would have asked how long you've known each other. Yep. Did you grow up together? You know, because you're all in the same, did you become friends because of the industry, et cetera? I don't know. That's me. I always love backstories.
I know, and every one of them was a good question. Anyway, a big shout out to y'all and a hoorah to our class on Saturday. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is in that league. They are expert at what they do. We have do our business with Cornerstone. It's kind of like the Cheers of banking. Four branches. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, one of the top rated small banks in the nation. I think it's like number 6 in the nation. They're located in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson branches. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we'll be right back, and I'm sure Anne Marie's calling in during the break for Community Calendar.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Double the brunch, double the delight. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our brunch special. Now served on Saturdays and Sundays. Spend your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees and more. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Mary just
bring did. It on.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. 7:21 in the morning. And
speaking of bringing it on, let's get right to Bart Francisco Insurance. Anna Maria, we are going to. Anna Maria, let's hear about.
The big week.
The big week ahead of us.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. First of all, I have to say, special birthday wishes going out today to the United States Air Force.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, September 19th, is National Voter Registration Day. And this coming Sunday, September 24th, is Gold Star Mother's Day, which annually falls on the last Sunday in September.
And for people that don't know what a Gold Star family is, Gold Star family is a family that has lost a child or a family member in combat. So.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes. As we begin our community calendar for this week, the Reading Fire Department is currently looking to hire several firefighters. There are several positions that are currently open, and if you are interested or looking for more information, please visit cityofreading.org. That's cityofreading.org. On Wednesday, the Anderson Chamber of Commerce presents the Sunset River Jam series from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Anderson River Park Amphitheater. This weekly series is still currently running now through October 4th and is free to attend. This coming week, look for Hook to perform. Anderson River Park is located at 2800 Rupert Road. For more information on this Wednesday night series, visit AndersonChamberOfCommerce.com. Look for the fourth annual Reading Roots Revival Music Festival on September 22nd and 23rd. Over 30 acts are scheduled to perform across three stages in downtown Reading. This two-day event will run from 5 p.m. on September 22nd through 10 p.m. on September 23rd. Ticket prices vary, and more information can be found at readingrootsrevival.org. On Saturday, September 23rd, Wild Horse Sanctuary will hold its open house from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free and will take place at 5796 Wilson Hill Road in Shingleton. Event highlights include live music, food and craft vendors, demonstrations, horse viewing, kid-focused activities, author Terry Fardley, and much more. For more information on Wild Horse Sanctuary in Shingleton, call 530-474-5770 or visit wildhorsesanctuary.org. This weekend, you can also check out the 42nd Annual Honeybee Festival in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Community Center, located at 21893 Old 44 Drive. The event runs Saturday, September 23rd, 8:30 to 5 p.m., with a pancake breakfast actually starting at 8 a.m., and Sunday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., with another pancake breakfast starting at 8 a.m. Admission is free. Some event highlights include live entertainment, a tractor parade, a live bee beard demo, and a lot more. For more information, visit pcpark.org. There is a need for raffle and auction items for the Flags and Flowers fundraiser that will be taking place September 30th, coming up, at the VFW Post in Anderson. Now, tickets for the event will run $50 each or $400 for a table. Preston Sharp is putting this fundraiser on to raise money to honor veterans with American flags and red carnations locally and in Normandy on June 6, 2024. For more details, please visit PrestonSharp.net. And as we wind up this segment, are you craving more community events? We got you covered. Head on over to KCNR1460.com and click on events. You will be able to scroll through even more upcoming events. KCNR1460.com. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar.
Anne-Marie. Okay.
Yes, sir.
If they see the events, they can put their events in there. Is that correct?
Yes. And then you can actually submit an event that you're doing coming up in the community.
And Anne-Marie looks at every one of them and makes sure that they then are included.
Yes, and make sure that, you know, I'm sure you make sure that somebody's not going to, you like know, say something. We've noticed
well,
that.
Well, like an Imperial Wizard of a Ku Klux Klan.
We want to make sure that.
No offense. No offense, KKK, but you ain't making it into our community calendar.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you.
Have a great week,
Thank
everyone.
You bet. Now, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at that was good, Carl.
Well, before you go there, you know, I just want to make a comment.
My computer just...
I want to make a comment, please. Kind of back up that. We've had,
530-224-2346.
You can imagine being live on the radio, and then we have a chat pack. We've opened that up. People can... And there's, unfortunately, like we see in city council, and we see in the chambers, and we see in some of these... meetings that people will take a moment to come into an environment and wreak havoc. And so that's why we're saying just be, you know, we just want everyone to be like, you know, citizen minded and courteous in what they're doing. So that's what, it was kind of a tongue in cheek joke, but not really in the fact that we will govern the things that are put on our calendar. I'm sorry.
Well, we went through a month or two of a troll in our chat room, and we kept deleting them and all these, and it lasted about 6 weeks, and it was a real pain, saying nasty things. And so, but now we're back up, and our chat room is its usual civil, polite self. Wild Horse Sanctuary. This weekend, Linda and I are going to go hit the Reading Roots. We're going to go out and hit the Honeybee Festival on Sunday. And on Saturday, we're going to the Wild Horse Sanctuary. So it's going to be a big weekend.
It's a big weekend. Just get ready for that. But we wanted to talk about the fact that, and when we come back on the break, do we have time to talk about Mount Lassen?
Just a minute, because we have the veteran service officer in.
Well, we went through a drive on Sunday through Mount Lassen just because it was, and again, we were reminded the beauty of within an hour of where we live. I forgot a towel, so I pulled out my yoga mat. I brought the lunch. We sat next to a lake. We wondered. We celebrated the wonderment of the beauty of Mount Lassen. And the area, we felt like we went through four different kinds of, you know, driving through Shingletown into Mount Lassen, coming back through the Red Bluff back area, in through Manton, and just how beautiful it was. We left around 12, we got back around 5, and I can only tell you, before the season changes, do that for yourself. Take your family. It's just, we forget. You know, we get lost, and I got to do laundry, I got to have this and this, you know, all the things that we have to do in order to keep our lives going. But we decided to take a break, and in those 5 hours, believe you me, we reset. And every now and then, we just need to reset. So there you go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years, professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Drive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip
of your love. High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM,
and online at kcnr1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at kcnr1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just had somebody drop me a text saying they were there and he fixed the first chip, and then I think two other chips on their windshield. Said it was fantastic, not the first time they've been there. And that's Crackmaster Windshield Repair with Jeff Horst. He's truly from the old school. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He'll fix that chip on your windshield before it becomes a large crack, or he can fix cracks up to 2.5 feet in length on your windshield. He won't do it where it's crossing in front of your vision or anything like that, even though it's very difficult to see afterwards where he's repaired it. That's how good Jeff Horst is. So for a free inspection and analysis, go down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better-owned, locally-owned business. And we're here with Wes Tucker. Good morning, buddy.
Morning. How you doing, man?
Okay. Now, Wes is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, but that's not what he's here for today. He's here for VFW Post 1934 that he's the commander of. And what's going on with our local VFW?
We're cruising along. We're doing good things. So happy to be a member of this community.
Okay. You've got inspections, but we're used to inspections in the military.
Yeah.
So they're coming in and they look at everything, obviously.
Oh yeah, they look at your books, they look at all your DD-214s of your board members, things of that nature, make sure you're paying your taxes and doing your nonprofit dues diligence. It's a good thing because it keeps I think the inspections are good. It keeps people from kind of running their own thing on their own, so.
Well, when I was on independent duty with a small group of guys, I knew that every year there was going to be a major inspection rolling through to make sure that the grommets on our bat cans were pliable and usable, and they'd come through. Major inspection every year, which is good because you're out there on your own handling, what we were doing there in training, and but we had to keep all the firearms, everything that went along with it, from rolling stock to tents up. So they did that to make sure that we weren't kind of playing fast and loose. Not that we ever did, but
no, that's a lot of terrible.
A lot of it though is people making errors. I mean, they bring in teams bigger than my whole team to inspect us. So I can imagine when it comes down, oh, we're here to do the inspection, and they bring in 8 guys.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I'm excited about it because this year is the first, it'd be interesting because I've been commander for a few years now, but the problem is it was kind of all during COVID. So, you know, you're doing less in-person inspections or you're meeting somewhere else. And so this would be probably one of my first real traditional in-house inspections. So for me, if there's an area where we're deficient, I'm excited to find it because it just means there's an opportunity for us to get better.
Okay. So, what is the VFW for people that are just tuning in and they've heard it their whole lives, but they're not quite sure?
VFW is a nonprofit that is
Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Yep, Veterans of Foreign War, and you have local posts, and so we have a post in Reading, there's a post in Anderson, and there's a post in Alturas, Corning, Burney, and we're all in the same district, but we're all kind of working together. We all kind of focus on our area of operation, but ultimately we're working together to try to help as many veterans within our community as we possibly can. And we have good partnerships with the other posts. And what we do is we are helping veterans in need, and we're helping widows of veterans who are either members or they're just widows who need help who were married to a service member. And then also with their kids, we actually, one really cool, exciting one we had was we had a member who was, he passed away within the last year or so, but his daughter wanted to go to West Point she had an opportunity to go try out for their track team and go out and do a site visit, but they couldn't afford it. And he couldn't afford to send his granddaughter there, neither could their family, so we were able to actually send her. And now she's a West Point cadet, and she is in her, I believe, sophomore year now, so we're really proud of her.
Yeah, and where's she from?
She's from here, Reading.
In Reading. Okay, so every year, Congressman Doug LaMalfa takes...
You were on his committee for a couple years.
Yeah.
And his selection process.
I tell you what, the competition is incredible. Every one of these kids were 4.0s or higher. Every one of them was class leaders. They were all athletes. It was difficult. And he only has so many places he can put students in. And it is a big thing. I mean, that's an incredible education.
Mm-hmm.
And at West Point or the Naval Academy or the Air Force Academy or the Merchant Marine Academy. And Merchant Marine Academy, they graduate, they can go into any of the services. So, yeah.
I'm a big college football guy, so I get really excited when it's the Army-Navy game every year. And, you know, I'm pro-Army, believe it or not. But it's beautiful because it really is the only football game where everybody on the field is willing to die for the people who are watching. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, Ted Leidy and I, we have a variety of different bets going during the game. First score, you know, the longest run, the longest field goal, all of that.
Yep.
And then we sit there and cheer them on. And then at the end, we do just like they do. We shake hands and go, great game. So, okay, how do you join the VFW? It must be a hard process.
No, it can be a hard process depending on what your, what qualifies you. So with the VFW, we are veterans of foreign war. So there's certain metrics that you have to actually hit to qualify. I know that some of the other ones like American Legion is a great organization, but they have a little bit less stringent, metrics that you have to hit to actually join, whereas the foreign war, you have to have served in a foreign conflict or served in a combat zone or served in an area where you got an expeditionary service medal, or if you served more than, I believe it's 2 weeks in Korea, it might be 30 days, so you can fact check me, but it's one of those two. And so those are kind of qualifications to join, and then once you join, we'll bring you on. If you're a veteran, though, you can always come into the Veteran of Foreign War.
It is. If you're a veteran, you can come in and sit around and chit-chat with everybody and play pool. Pool table's there.
Yeah, there's a pool table there.
And and you're starting to serve food.
Yeah, we are. We're really excited. We did our first breakfast last month. So at the last Sunday of the month, we will be doing breakfast. And it's got a – we call it the VFW Slam is our big breakfast. And
that's great.
I think it's pancakes or toast or bacon and sausage and hash browns. It's a whole smorgasbord of food. And then you have different levels. So if you just want just biscuits and gravy, you can get that. And if you want VFW Slam Light, that's an option as well. And we have drink specials on mimosas and things like that.
That's the last Sunday of the month.
Last Sunday of the month.
That's going to be when? Not this weekend. So it'll be next weekend. Not this coming weekend. 22nd? 29th. Yeah. It'll be, looking on the 30th or something.
It might be.
I'm not sure.
I think that the way we fall this month, it might be.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're right. It is. It's next. So the 24th. Right. The 24th. It's this weekend.
Oh, it is this weekend. Okay. Well, so it's this weekend, Sunday. So before we go out to the Honeybee Festival, Linda Love, we can slide by the VFW Post 1934 that's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on the far side.
There you go. Come get a couple tequila sunrises. You'll be real generous at the Honeybee.
We're trying to gear up for like a completely stacked weekend, but it's going to be wonderful. And we love to hear about all the wonderful things that you're doing. And gosh, I can only imagine what it is when you, there's so many minutiae. There's so much minutiae at any kind of organization. People don't realize what goes on behind the scenes just to keep the doors open and have this incredible place where veterans can congregate, but they can have their own little club.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot. Last thoughts here.
Pardon me, say that again.
Last thoughts here for the VFW post.
The last lots?
Last thoughts.
Oh, last thoughts. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thoughts.
I could have said lots. I'm not sure.
You know, it's like you said, it's a great community place where veterans come together. There's a lot of healing that's done at the VFW, so I don't want you to think that we're just a club where people sit around and drink. There's a lot of healing that happens. And then, in addition to that, we are turning, I believe it's 94 years old, November 19th. So we're going to be having a community party. And, similar to our grand opening last year, we've, contacted the historical group. They're going to be bringing out their helo out there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, a catering, or they're having a food truck. I'm sorry. It's Semper Fi Catering. It's another veteran owned business. We really wanted to find a veteran owned business to give them the opportunity to sell food at the event. And then in addition to that, we, will have some live music and, you know, it's going to be a good time. It's a community event, so everybody's welcome to come to that. And it's a great opportunity to support local veterans and donate while you're there. And if you don't have the money to donate, just come have a good time and hang out.
There you go.
Thank you, Wes.
Thank you.
Wes Tucker, who is the commander of VFW Post 1934. You'll see him later, I think maybe next week, or who knows, maybe this week.
And maybe.
And we're going to be talking to Veterans Service Office and all the things that are happening with our veterans.
Yep.
So thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for the stage. I appreciate you guys.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry. Head on over if you have a watch that needs to be repaired, where you have a guy that can take it apart and clean it, put it back together. If you have loose stones that you want to have placed, Christmas is coming up. Think about that now. You want a layaway? Do you want to find an estate? Do you want to take some pieces that you've inherited and you don't really know if you want them? You can take them in and they'll tell you what they're worth, or they'll put them on consignment. There's all kinds of things that happen at Four Winds Jewelry. It's a really great place. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. We'll be right back.
On down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making shafts the county greener since 1975.
Just another manic Monday.
The Bengals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. At 7:50 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, I did the first stage of going down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. I cleaned out the back of my truck. It only took me 30 minutes and then piled stuff in bags and everything that just somehow ended up in the backseat of my truck. But then I can take it in to Quick and Clean Car Wash in the corner of Market and Eureka Way right down the street from us. Get a great car wash. You know, in this case, it's a truck wash. It comes out sparkling, and it's almost a pleasure going through there. If you buy three car wash or five car wash coupons, you get one free. You buy 10, you get three free at Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. A shooting this weekend of a sheriff's deputy in L.A.
It made me want to cry this morning. I mean, one of the things when you turn on the news, to just kind of like, you know.
Deputy Sheriff Ryan Clickenboomer had just left the station and it pulled up to a stoplight, and they thought it was like a Toyota Corolla, pulls up next to him at the stoplight, and you can see it just from a distance, and then that car, it raced off, and the deputy's vehicle remained there. A passerby looked in there, noticed that something had happened, called the police. He'd been shot in the back of the head. And when another patrolman jumped into his car to try to get him to a hospital, an ambulance caught up with him so they could transfer him out. And he succumbed to his injuries. Announcement made today, an arrest has been made in the shooting death of the deputy. So they've got somebody, and they've got two or three others along with them. They had a person of interest was identified Sunday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department Special Enforcement Bureau Tech, the SWAT team. So hopefully they've got the person who did it. And just drove up behind this young man and killed him. And his father was a sheriff's deputy. His grandfather was a sheriff's deputy.
I mean, just, you know, where we're talking about the fact that somebody in a uniform or driving a black and white is targeted. You want to talk about the sadness of, you know, here's him, he just got engaged four days ago. Yeah. And his fiance, I mean, planning the wedding and the funeral.
Yeah, well, his grandparents.
I mean, just so horrific. Everything about it.
Everything.
It's so sad that these, what do you want to call them, gangbang? I don't know what you want to call them.
Well, they're murderers and cowards.
Yeah.
But they put a $250,000 reward out. Boom. When that hits the streets, those guys were toast. Thank goodness. Anyway, they got him, and they arrested him alive. So I think he was, what, 30 years old? How sad this was. But he's not the only one. There was another one. Another policeman targeted in an ambush that was shot up and killed. Other policemen wounded. And they don't talk about it. You know, oh, yes, that's terrible. Then it's gone the next day, as opposed to somebody being shot by a policeman will be in the news for a year. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I want to make an announcement. It is City of Shasta Lake mayor, Greg Walken. He endorsing Camille King for the Gateway Unified School District for District 2. He's endorsing her.
Okay.
So that is good news because Greg has been around for a long time. He is a good guy. And he's the city council. He's the mayor now for the city of Shasta Lake. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hey, do you want to quickly go through the five things you need to know today? Or do you have more headlines?
No, we can do that.
Number one is Mike Pence on Sunday significantly escalated his campaign attacks against his former boss, seeing former President Donald Trump as willing to ignore Americans' debt crises and other urgent issues.
Okay.
Okay, number one, Lee aftermath. Post-tropical cyclone Lee is forecast to gradually weaken early this week before moving back into our Atlantic Ocean. Over the weekend, the storm knocked out power to tens of thousands of people across the East Coast and Atlantic Canada. Officials in Florida announced at least one death has been attributed to the conditions spurred by Lee in Maine, where winds reached over 80 miles per hour. More than 90,000 customers were left in the dark. Government shutdown. Congress is facing a spending deadline at the end of the month, and lawmakers are acknowledging that a governmental shutdown may be inevitable. A group of Republicans finalized a tentative deal in a short-term spending plan over the weekend, but several GOP hardliners blasted the agreement Sunday night, leaving House Republicans once again at a major impasse on spending. The bill would impose cuts across departments instead of keeping the government funded at current levels.
It has a feel to him to owe $29,000 to the government because of the spending habits of our leaders.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. What's the next one?
Strikes. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis has entered its fourth day. This is the first time that union members have stuck all three U.S. automakers at the same time. Negotiations continued over the weekend between UAW and the big three automakers.
Let's just say this, that a 20% raise was not enough. Let's start there and move on. No, they offered it and turned it down.
Oh.
20%. So, I don't know, what, 40%?
I
did hear is they wanted to be paid 40 hours and work
32. Yeah, in there.
Work 4 days a week, get paid for five.
World leaders,
wouldn't we all want that?
Yeah, number four, United Nations world leaders are meeting in New York City starting today for the UN General Assembly. The pressing topics at hand include Russia's war in Ukraine, lethal floods in Libya, multiple coups in the African continent, and let's see what else. My computer just blanked. Okay. Violence in Haiti and climate change, to name a few.
Okay. Now, not in this is the fact that the Biden administration has just turned loose $6 billion to Iran, and for they paid the ransom for five Americans that were in Iran. And at the same time, we turned five loose. Now, three of them, when you read what they say about it, is okay. But the other two, they're refusing to name who they are.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm. But,
okay, $6 billion to Iran, who is enriching uranium just as fast as their little hands can do it.
Get ready for a spike in wedding proposals. The COVID-19 pandemic altered the dating world for a while, resulting in a flow of proposals. Well, there you go. You just did a huge bachelor party on Saturday. In better news, engagements are expected to rebound in 2024, according to the largest jewelry company in the U.S.
Well, we also talked about during the break how you're starting to see things on X where single women are saying, I want to stay single. I want to stay single. And because if I'm married, I can't do the things I want to do. I think that's kind of short-sighted. Liam?
I'm looking at the birth rate right now.
Yeah.
There were 600,000 fewer births in 2019 compared to 2007.
Yep.
I think as a young person, it's more representation of, like, the economy.
Yeah. It costs a lot of money to have a kid.
It costs a lot of money to have a kid. And
I mean, I just think about...
In my lifetime, America has been relatively economically unstable. You know, with the 2008 financial crisis and then 2020 and where we are now. So it's like looking forward, it's like, how am I supposed to
have a baby?
Have a baby and know that I can provide.
Well,
for
I can help
years.
You with how you can have a baby. And just stop
no,
in after, not just stop in after the show. We'll discuss it. It's,
here's the
it's
thing.
My
I just
birds
want to
and
say
bees
this.
Lecture.
We have just hearing in what it costs for your high school girl or your a junior high school girl that wants to be a cheerleader and what it costs for her
it does,
uniform.
But
it, no, it's
look at the
out of the, it's out well, of this world what it costs
be,
to play soccer
and we've
got to
run. We've got to run for the news because I have answers to all of these. Anyway, you got a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
When they publicly aired his tax information, the lawsuit says the agents targeted and sought to embarrass him by sharing confidential information in press interviews and testimony before Congress. It's the latest development in Hunter Biden's legal and political struggles with the Justice Department. Last week, he was indicted on federal firearms charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration's plan to hand over $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets to Iran is advancing. The funds have now been transferred to intermediary Qatar. This is part of a five-for-five prisoner swap, and five Americans who had been held by Iran have now left that country. The manhunt over in southeast Pennsylvania, where nine juveniles who escaped from a detention center about 40 miles northwest of Philadelphia are back in custody. PA State Trooper David Baim says they escaped last night following a riot.
They took the keys from one of the female staff members. She took it back. They took it again from her. And then they were able to get out of the building. They got out into the yard, which is a fenced-in recreation yard. And they were able to find a location in the fence that they were able to crawl under and get out of.
Word that a person of interest has now been detained in the ambush killing of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. It happened over the weekend. Day four of the UAW strike against Detroit automakers Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Ford has had to lay off 600 non-strikers for lack of work, the same reason that GM says it may have to furlough 2,000 workers in the coming week. Wall Street, the Dow down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Russia's new ambassador to the Vatican is meeting with Pope Francis for a protocol visit to present his diplomatic credentials. He's meeting the pontiff as signs emerge that the Vatican's Ukraine peace ambassador could soon be undertaking a second mission to Moscow. In recent days, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said that Moscow is ready to meet again with the Italian cardinal, just returned from a diplomatic mission to Beijing, discussing, among other things, the resumption of Black Sea grain exports from Ukraine. China's top foreign policy official is heading to Russia for security talks after 2 days of meetings with President Biden's national security advisor over the weekend in Malta. China's foreign ministry says Foreign Minister Wang Yi will be in Russia from today through Thursday for strategic security consultations. The U.S. and China at odds over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China says it has not taken a stand on the invasion. Townhall.com. The death of an infant at a New York City daycare results in two adults facing drug-related charges.
Police say Bronx daycare owner Gray Mendez and Carlisto Acevedo Brito are facing charges including murder, assault, and criminal possession of narcotics, including fentanyl. A kilo press used to package large quantities of drugs was found, according to police, who say on Friday daycare workers could not wake the children after a nap. EMS was called, Narcan administered, but the one-year-old died. Mayor Eric Adams.
It is a real wake-up call for individuals who have opioids or fentanyl in their homes.
An 8-month-old and a 2-year-old were revived. Another 2-year-old, who'd already been picked up by their mother, was taken to the hospital after she realized something was wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Two pilots are dead. Their planes crashed upon landing at an air racing event in Reno yesterday afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And Linda's got the weather.
Hey, good morning. Mostly sunny today with our high of 88. Decreasing clouds tonight with overnight lows of 63. On Tuesday, looks like we have beautiful sunny skies with a high of 90 and our overnight lows of 62. Wednesday, sunny skies once again with temperatures getting around 87, a warm day. And overnight lows on that Wednesday night looks like mostly clear skies with 60. Thursday's calling for sunny and about 79 once again.
What day was that?
That's Thursday.
79 degrees.
I think fall has fallen.
I love it. I don't know. It feels really good to see a little bit of semi-color change in the leaves. It's just kissing, just a little bit. And October's my favorite month of the year. And every year when I lived in Nashville, October 15th, 13th to 15th, I used to drive to the end of Natchez Trace, and I would see this tree that was the most beautiful color of reds, and I can't even explain the colors. Wish I would have taken a picture and printed it at that time, because it's definitely imprinted in my brain. But anyway, on Friday and Saturday, it looks like we've got around 81 in there, 83, 81, beautiful weekend ahead of us. And so, of course, we've got this whole weekend filled with outside festivals. We'll be attending all kinds of things this weekend, so we know that we're going to have that beautiful weather with clear skies. And the weather is brought to you by our friends over in Anderson, Shasta, Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Family-owned, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. They're good people over there. Hey, we are here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. So in my chat room, it starts out with, why don't you just call it Liberal Monday? And then the next person says, why don't you call it, how about increasing your ability to have empathy Monday?
I like that.
That was good. I like
that.
No,
see, that's good. That's good. What do you want to call it? Gesturing back and forth.
Because our first Thursday is Right Wing Monday.
Right Wing Thursday.
It's Conservative Thursday. Yeah. And then we try to hit everything in between. Okay. We're here, of course, with Susan
Wilson.
I knew that.
I know you know that.
And Marilyn Troggett.
Yay! Got it right.
The only card I keep in my little book.
Yes, he does. He does.
And it just hides there, and so I can, because I always get Marilyn, and I could totally blow her last name. So welcome. What are we talking about?
Good morning, ladies.
You sent me emails.
Friends, people.
You sent me emails telling me what we're going to talk about.
I did send you an email, but that's okay.
But things change.
Things change.
Because you've said people are going to be here and aren't.
And roll in. We've got a great morning.
She's going to be here. She's going
to
be
here. We've got a great morning, and I think our listening audience loves to be educated. They love to learn something that they didn't know. Mm-hmm. They love to be able to, let me think about that. I might want to attend that. Mm-hmm. I may want to listen to or tune in or if there's a podcast, listen to that. So it's your moment. Let's roll.
Okay. Well, I have to laugh, too, before we start about people
who are not.
We need
to turn her up. Turn her up or turn her on.
Thank you.
Not on. Okay. People who are not from Reading don't understand the phenomenon of when it gets below 100 degrees, we start wearing long sleeves.
No, we're all in long sleeves today.
This is a I figure I've got three more days of Hawaiian shirts.
There you go.
But Hawaiian shirts is kind of like, you know, what is it? The Reading tuxedo is a Hawaiian shirt. Shorts,
yeah.
Shorts and flip-flops.
Oh,
and the other thing about a Hawaiian shirt, you can carry concealed a lot easier.
Oh, so. My gosh.
There you go.
Well, I mean.
All right, let's get into, you've got some papers in front of you there, Marilyn, and I think this is a fascinating topic. We do need to discuss this.
And this is something that we've brought to you a couple times before, you'll remember. And I'm gonna turn it over to Marilyn, and she's gonna tell you sort of how we got even to having this event and what the history is and so on.
Okay, well the history is back in 2016 with the Charlottesville incident with the protests. There were incidents having to do with anti-Semitism and marches and protests against anti-Semitism and for anti-Semitism. So I remember organizing a press conference at that time saying that there's no room for this kind of hatred in Reading and in Shasta County. And it was attended by a lot of people from the media. Then fast forward to the George Floyd murder, and I put together another press conference on behalf of SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we asked two questions. What do you see for a safe Shasta County, and how are we going to get there? And we did not invite the public to this. We invited the media to listen to the answers to those two questions by every level of government from Doug LaMalfa to the city councils here and in Shasta Lake and in Anderson, all representations from law enforcement and from education and from philanthropy and clergy, and we just tried to make this as representative as possible, how we see a safe Shasta County for everyone. And it was very well attended, including by you, Carl, and you were, I would say, impressed enough by the program that you invited somebody from SCAR, which turned out to be Susan, to do a monthly program with you. So that's how come Susan has been here how many times now?
Oh, lots.
Well, the thing was...
Once a month.
Years.
Yeah, but standing
for several
years.
Yes.
When we talk about, everybody from Congressman LaMalfa, all the law enforcement...
It was impressive, wasn't it?
It was a lot of people there. And,
great.
And there was nobody pointing fingers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That, this
exactly.
is what I remember. We were talking about how can we make our community safer,
exactly.
and where all people in our community felt safe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
it was. It was probably 25 people at least, mm-hmm. 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know what came from it really, because when you have a meeting and we have really great ideals and all that, but then it comes down to the pavement mm-hmm. on it. I think though that what it did was it opened a lot of people up to new ideas, or not new ideas, but ideas that could be done. So,
or
yeah,
even understanding other people's ideas, I think, is a big thing. So,
and getting it so that it is not liberal Monday, conservative Thursday, it's humanitarian.
Right.
I mean, and that's, you know, I love being on your program because we have all this common ground. We don't get into politics about this stuff. We talk about how do we represent ourselves in the best way that humanity can be represented, so that we all feel respected, we all feel safe, and we have an understanding. And it doesn't matter that there's some things that we have differences about. We can deal with the differences in a way that's respectful and civil, and not, I don't like what you said, I'm going to kill you.
You know, we need to get back to that time before social media, frankly, mm. where we can have a discussion and
face to face.
Mm-hmm. Because I tell you what, the people that make comments on social media will never say that to your face. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't, because they're afraid. to, and this is some kind of, oh, they can turn loose their demons on social media.
Absolutely.
As opposed to being able to sit down and talk with people, mm-hmm. and in which we've done. We've talked with everybody. We had somebody write something really bad about us when several months ago. And I went back to him on Facebook, said, I tell you what, we'll buy you coffee. Linda and I will buy you coffee. It's your choice of places. And then at the end of us having our coffee, if you still think we're these horrible people, feel free to keep writing about it. And of course they don't answer because they're cowards and pieces of crap. wait a minute, that was just my opinion, but I was offering that, and I offer it to anybody that says that oh, you don't, you know, you're this way. Because nobody is this way.
Right.
People will say to me, Susan Wilson, oh, she's so liberal. You don't know Susan.
Yeah.
You
have found some conservative parts of her.
You're very conservative in some areas, just like Marilyn is. Yeah.
But even when you're saying...
But also, you're looking at both sides.
Yeah.
Even when you're saying, okay, and I'm sure we're going to get to this, Marilyn, I promise.
Okay. Sure.
When we're saying conservative or liberal, that's also putting...
A name
on something that I don't like it.
I agree
personally.
With you. I agree with you.
I feel like, you know, there's parts of me that are conservative, and there's parts I can't really align with any party.
How about saying?
I just feel like, you know, you are who you are. Your life experiences to bring you to where you are, how you believe in who what your God is, what your religion is, what groups you belong to, what following, what you do in your family. Mm-hmm. You know, it's free choice. And so let's talk about an event coming up October 14th.
Okay. I think we should all just start out by saying I'm an American.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of much pretty much covers a lot of things. And then we can all agree that Biden is way too old to run for re-election. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Oh, she's seen the microphones just got covered. They have it all there. Tractors, backhoes, skid steers. If you want to go for a side-by-side ride, they've got those too. You can do it for a day, lease it for a month, or buy them from the small to the large. A very successful locally owned business. They moved to Anderson so they could expand their business. Young couple there. They're great people. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call. 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition. How are you today? This is Live 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We've got some great stuff going on here. Let's get right to it. With us this morning, we're going to get right to Marilyn Traugott because we've got some events happening October 14th. We'll do our sponsor call out after this. But Marilyn, what's happening?
Okay, we have a forum, a community interactive forum coming up on the afternoon of October 14th at Riverfront Playhouse, and not in the theater, in the lounge meeting room. And it is because it's about anti-Semitism. It is, what is it, why is it happening, what can we do about it, kind of a thing. So the reason we're doing it now, and in the first part of our program we talked about a little bit of the history of things that we at Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, shortened to SCAR, have done in response to major anti-Semitic events in the country. So now there has been a huge rise in anti-Semitism and anti-everything, actually. But we're focusing on one thing because Reading has been flooded four times now, Anderson once and Reading about three times, with anti-Semitic flyers.
Those flyers.
On people's lawns with these bogus claims. It's meant to intimidate and harass, and you know, for no good purpose. And so
the one good thing we can say about that, there's no good thing, but the one thing is that the police believe this is a group not from Reading.
That's true.
That they're coming in from someplace else, right off the freeway. They pick a neighborhood and they throw these flyers.
Yeah,
out.
But let me tell you what else this group does, and they're all over the place. They will encourage people to attend public meetings, school boards, city councils, board of supervisors, any kind of public meetings, in the public comment section to spew out anti-Semitic garbage, anti-LGBTQ, and whatever kind of hateful garbage they want to spew out. And they overrun these meetings, and those kind of things, like you said, social media, people are susceptible to that.
Mm-hmm.
They think just because somebody says something on it that it's true, and it could be just a whole bunch of nonsense or outright hatred, vitriolic.
Right. So at the Riverfront Playhouse, give us people circling their calendar on the 14th at Riverfront Playhouse in not in the theater, but in the little lobby area there.
Okay, so this is the outline. This is what we're going to do. We're going to define anti-Semitism. What is it? How long has it been going on, which is since the beginning of time, but with examples? And what does it look like to be Jewish? Because what happens is people assume that there's a look with the black hats and the long sideburn curls and the old-fashioned clothing. The Hasidic Jews, yes. Mm-hmm. That represents about 5% of the Jewish population.
Mm-hmm.
There are people of color who are Jewish. There's Jews everywhere, but it's a very small number. And I'm going to say we because I was raised Jewish as well. And you just can't necessarily... It would be like assuming that all Christians dress like Amish. You know, it's that much of a like an offshoot or a sect of Judaism, and then there's Jewish religion and then there's Jewish culture. So you don't have to have both. I'm not religious at all, but culturally, I was raised in Brooklyn, New York, where I didn't know I was a minority till I left New York.
Right.
Seriously,
right.
Okay, so back to the seminar. Susan is going to do a presentation, part of it, on anti-Semitism and implicit bias, which is what we just talked about a few minutes ago here.
You want to say something about that?
Implicit bias.
So we've talked about implicit bias here, and that's the fact that many of us have thoughts in our head that we're not even conscious of, and they affect the way that we talk, the way we act, the way we think, and that we really need to recognize, spend some time looking at ourselves and recognize what we do think, what we do believe, what we and deal with it.
Okay. And then we're also talking about anti-Semitism as everyone's concern, and that part of the presentation is going to be by a pastor from St. James Lutheran, Bob Swartz. And we wanted to have someone who wasn't Jewish doing that part of the presentation because it is everyone's concern. You know, if it, the purpose of this hate stuff, incidents, crimes, whatever, is to isolate people, to pit people against each other, to make people scapegoats out of a group, and so nobody trusts anybody. And it's so unhealthy, obviously unhealthy, that's an understatement. And then the last part of it is how to respond to anti-Semitism as a Jewish person and as an ally. And we'll also have someone from RPD, Reading Police, talking about what you can do in terms of reporting incidents or crimes. To call it a crime, it has to be a victim. An incident is just something that's pretty nasty, but it doesn't mean somebody got hurt.
Right. To call it a hate crime, there has to be a victim. And so we want people to understand when the police say something like hate incident or hate crime or neither, that they have a definition for it.
Would you say, and it makes me think of, you know, as we have these discussions, we think about what we grow up with, yeah, and our deep roots to generations, a mm-hmm. generational mm-hmm. belief mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. If you're Catholic, if you're a deep-rooted Catholic, there's certain traits that go through that, as well as Jewish or Hispanic or something like that. Like my grandmother immigrated from Croatia. Mm-hmm. She was dark-skinned. She looked almost like she was part Mongolian, and moved to Iowa, where my grandfather was a coal miner, and she was
different.
She was different.
She and was ostracized.
She spoke with an accent, and she was called the foreigner, and that was just mm-hmm. out of pure ignorance, and that carried over to it through the generation. Mm-hmm. So as people came to America to try to establish themselves, it's still very evident. If somebody looks different, talks different, acts different,
We judge them.
In fact, I was reading this positive quotations today, is that the only thing I have control over is myself, my mm-hmm. attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Quit judging others, but you can only be aware of, wow, is that my thought coming up from maybe 4 or 5 generations ago about that skin color or that person or where they live or that kind of thing? And really study that about yourself, as you were saying,
mm-hmm.
Susan.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole new science called epigenetics that talks about the kinds of things that actually get ideas, ways of doing things that actually become generational.
Right.
You know,
right.
Actually, and there's science now, good solid research that says that happens. You know, based partly on the Holocaust, partly on slavery. I mean, all these major issues, but it happens in every family.
We're talking about anti-Semitism now,
yeah,
but the Christian faith is under attack in many places too.
Well, you know what happens? This is unfortunate. Okay, if somebody's attacking me for not being Christian, I know I'm not Christian. But if I'm Christian and I'm being told I'm not the right kind of Christian, that would bother me more.
we don't like your, you know, oh, you believe this, and you know, and when you say, you know, far right wing Christian nationalist, there's millions of Christians that are not.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. So it hurts everyone
yeah.
when you're doing something against one. It's really it hurts everyone, and that's why we're having that one piece of the program too. Is that it's everyone's concern, and Scar will do a series on different issues, not just anti-Semitism. It's just you had to pick one, and this was a recent mm-hmm. community issue. But you're absolutely right. It would pit people who are being discriminated against by people who identify as right-wing extremist Christians against Christians when most Christians are not like that. And so it hurts Christians, good Christian people.
October 14th at the River. When is this? What time?
2:30.
Okay.
Doors open at 2.
Okay. And if you're coming in between 2 and 2:30, you will hear klezmer music.
Played by
me and three other people.
What kind of music?
It's called klezmer, which is a traditional Jewish music from the settlements of Eastern and Central Europe from the late 1800s to the early 1900s, carrying over into Yiddish theater. So we thought we would throw a little cultural entertainment
in. Oh, that's fantastic. What's the instruments?
The person who got us all together, she plays violin. Her grandmother's brother was active in Yiddish theater back in the day. She has a treasure trove full of klezmer music. Mm. I play guitar. I'm more of the accompanist. We have a wonderful singer, and we have someone who plays the stand-up bass. If we could get a really good clarinet player, that would be helpful.
Mm. Don't look at me.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so it's just fun. The songs are all sung in Yiddish.
Yeah, the music that comes from the homeland.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. It does, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think about some of our famous Broadway composers. They come from the land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you hear some of the music, it really, it's a very fascinating thing about the Broadway composers and how, go down the certain scale mm-hmm. line that sounds mm-hmm. exactly yeah. like probably the songs you're going to hear on the 14th.
A lot of the songs are in D minor.
There you go.
D minor. Okay.
Or E minor. So you probably recognize that theme.
That's fascinating.
But yeah, it's beautiful music, and some of it's peppy and jazzy, and some of it's mournful and stuff. But it all mm-hmm. each of the songs tells a story, which we explain because nobody's going to understand the Yiddish lyrics. So
and so it's open to the public, you know, and yeah. we're inviting anybody who wants to drop by and listen for a little while. That'd be grand.
Listen and interact.
Exactly. It will be an interactive. We're going to have, for each speaker, then there'll be a question posed to the people who attend, and they can break into small groups and discuss, and then there will be a response from the speakers, one or another of the speakers. So
right.
It is very interactive.
And along these lines, after the break, we are going to have
Lydia Manzo.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
And
yes,
Lydia's going to talk to us about, I think what I understand is we're really trying locally to revive the Hispanic Coalition. And she's one of the leaders. Alan tells me that she's one of the leaders. And she also, of course, has the most wonderful restaurant across the street, La Cabaña.
La Cabaña. And we know her.
The family.
We know the family.
Familia.
Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, everyone that's listening.
Well, we got to take a break
take
first.
Take a break and come back, and it's all yours.
This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost for the people in the program. The whole idea behind it is to help reduce the number of debilitating falls from our older adults and persons with disabilities. They come to your house, they see how they can put up grab rails and railings and things like this so people can move their home a lot easier and safer. Give them a call at 530-842-1687, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Obaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're located down here on Market Street, right across the street from La Cabana. That's why I tell people. And they go, oh, I know where that's at. Of course, everybody knows that. So this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's where I've got my haircut since I've lived here in Reading. I've never had a bad haircut. They're great people down there. It's veteran-owned, locally owned. They work by appointments. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. However, if you just kind of feel like a haircut and they've got an opening, they'll just get you right in there. It's Man's Last Stronghold. And it hasn't changed probably in 30 years in there. Same heads on the wall, same jackalope, same everything. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we are here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett. But now, Lydia.
We're
Monzo,
switching gears.
Switching yeah. gears to Lydia Monzo, and who's part of the family that owns La Cabana, where we have
birthdays over there. We'll run over there for lunch. But we've always loved supporting your family. It's a vibe that's very well loved in Reading. You guys are. There's like a big feeling of respect that goes with your family and your tradition. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. My name is Lydia Manso, and I'm here to, part of it is to celebrate the first Hispanic Heritage Celebration in Reading. And I became a member of Northern Hispanic Latino Coalition, and like Susan said, we're trying to, revive that and have more Hispanic events in the North State.
Well, what would you say to our population in the Reading area as far as people like have joined-ish the coalition? Because you guys are very, very popular, and when we go in there, we could see, you know, you've got a huge following. So you probably reach out in the community. Where would you say we are where you would think, from your knowledge, of our Hispanic population?
I don't have the exact numbers, but I do know that we have a big Hispanic community in the North State. That's one of the reasons I started doing events Like, I was here to promote Haas, you know, the event that we had, the Día de los Muertos at Haas Farms last year. And then we had a very successful event, the first Cinco de Mayo event here downtown at the Shasta Arts Council. And it was very successful as well. We had at least 500, 600 people show up.
Woohoo!
Yes.
And it's not just Hispanic to show up.
No.
It's everybody.
Everybody. We had people, you know, driving by, and the Ballet Folklorico were dancing. So it was very colorful. We had music, food. So it was a great family community event.
I think it'd also be great, too, in the rodeo world to add it's some events that have to do with
I think so too with the
folklore of the Hispanic folklore.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
rodeo started with Okay, so tell us more about what's happening.
So we will be having the festival, the celebration during national. So September 15 to October 15, it's National Hispanic Heritage Month. And the U.S. government celebrates the histories, culture, traditions, and all what we contribute as Hispanics to the community. So we will be having, during this month, will we celebrate our culture, like I said, and like all around the nation, people have festivities and events.
Okay, so the what's the plans for here now? Is there going to be a weekend? What?
So we'll be having it October 15 from 2 to 6 p.m. here downtown.
Okay.
And we're collaborating with Viva Downtown.
Okay.
So yes, we'll be have horses. We'll have our jinetes come downtown, and we'll have some music, banda, like live music, and we'll also have ballet folkloricos, Hispanic dancers.
Mariachi?
Not this year.
My favorite.
Linda stuck on mariachi.
So we're starting softly. We're, you know, maybe a few in the future for sure.
In food.
Food, yes.
Lots of food out there.
Now, you also are going to be involved with October 14th as a speaker, from what I understand, with the interactive. Are you going to be speaking at that, Lydia, as far as that, or is that just the anti-Semitism at the 14th?
On the 14th, just anti-Semitism, okay. And then theirs is on the 15th.
Okay,
and
got it.
We're supporting that as well.
Okay, so that became clear just now. So that's important to put in our calendars, both of the dates.
Yes, I will be there, I will have, you know, show my support. And like they said, we do need more, you know, more different culture events in the North State from different cultures.
Yeah, so let's go back. We've got about 5 minutes here before we take our break. A little bit of the history of your family starting this restaurant.
So we moved here when I was 16. We've been here 27 years, La Cabaña. And there's six girls and one brother, and my parents decided to open, you know, here.
In that location,
yeah. So we've been there, the same location, for 27 years.
Who I should have on the show for Man Up
is
your brother.
Yeah, you should. He doesn't like to be, you know. Six sisters.
Where did he fall into the group?
He's the second to last. So.
almost the baby.
He's the baby boy.
My family is exactly the same. Six girls and one guy. I'm the oldest, and then my brother comes next, and then my mother kept trying, she said, to have another boy. And so she had five girls, and my dad took her to the vet.
I have a friend in North Carolina, Gene McKeel, the McKeel boys. Six boys, mom wanted to have a girl, had another boy, tried again, had a girl. So she's got seven brothers. Now, she must be in her 50s or 60s by now. But, mom kept trying. And I could just imagine how tough that was if you wanted to date your sister.
Yeah.
So your brother, was he told what to do all the time?
He's a good husband.
Yeah.
I bet he's really
now,
got
he,
a real
he
chef.
Works there, too, right?
Yeah, he works there.
He's your chef? Or?
Yes. Him and my brother-in-law
okay.
are chef.
Okay.
Now, how many generations now? Because it's hard to tell who's mom, who's sister, whose daughter.
Yeah, so are the grandkids
have worked there. They started and then they moved on. You know, they've moved. A lot of our kids are, you know, grown and graduate. Two of my kids are, you know, they moved and graduated from university. So,
that's yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Must be very proud about that.
I am. My daughter went to study at San Bernardino University, and she has her bachelor's in public administration. And my son, he got his bachelor's in hospitality management.
You know, I'd like to hit on this before we go to the our break. Is last year or was it the year before? Because time goes by. How many? You had a family disaster, and everybody knew about it. Was the house caught on fire, and your mom and dad were injured?
Yes.
Can you tell us? Give us an update.
Yes, it's been. I think it's been like 2 years. December, like. Yes, they're fine. Thank you for asking. And we had a lot of support. That's when you feel like you're part of the community. We felt all your love and support. Everybody was worried, and right now they're fine. My mom was injured a little bit more than my dad. She was in the hospital like for 5 or 6 months. She was out right before we had her for Mother's Day. May 10th. So that was the gift, but it's a miracle that they're both alive, that we have them with us. And
they were in the house for like 20 minutes before before they were rescued. And
yes.
Most people do not walk away from that. But
no.
Your parents, God must be had a hand on them.
Yes, we do believe that the firefighters as well, because they say people who are inside, you know, they're smoking. Smoke inhalation for over 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't make it.
No.
Thankfully, both of my parents did. And I know the firefighter doesn't like to get credit, but Patrick O'Connor, you know, he went in and, you know,
found him.
Took my parents, you know, brought him out.
You know, we talk about our firefighters and all this, and
our first responders.
Our first responders, but in this case, the firefighters. You know, most of the, like 80% of the runs are, you know, medical. But when those fires hit, you need somebody like Patrick O'Connor that's going to go into burning buildings. And where most people are taking steps back, our firefighters will go into a burning building.
Yes, thank you so much, and we will be forever thankful for you know, the responders, firefighter responders, and policemen, the 911 on call
responders. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we do have to take a break, but we can say that when we've gone over or just go over to frequently to have lunch, we'll see a lot of people that are in the yellow vest, the red, all kinds of different people that are maybe first responders and or people that work for the city that love your place. You really do take care of our community. And that is, we are with Lydia Manzo. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, you've got that very well-received residency program they started. 13 new doctors in our area working at Shasta Regional, but also at the Veterans Clinic, Red and Rancheria Clinics, and specialists here in town as they go through the residency. It's a 3-year program, and they will be, and then next year, another 10 or 12 more will come in. And bottom line on this is that when I've talked to two of them or here on the show, they like it, really like it here. They like the people. They like what they're doing. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night? Free as a breeze. Not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskey Town to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskey Town. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody.
everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment on Monday the 18th, 8:49 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. I want to remind everybody that this weekend on the 23rd is the Wild Horse Sanctuary's open house. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. out in Shingletown. But you go up there and you see the sign that says Manton. Take a right, and it's at the bottom of the hill. The other thing, of course, is the Honey Bee Festival that's going to be in Palo Cedro. We're going to have the Honey Bee Queen with us Friday morning. So, but today we're here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and with
Lydia.
Hello,
everyone. Lydia Manso.
Thank you. I had it here. I was trying to pull it back up.
It's okay. Well, I'm here to invite everyone to our Hispanic Heritage Celebration October 15th from 2 to 6 p.m. here downtown Reading. We'll be having live music, food, DJ, entertainment, ballet folklorico, resources, vendors. So come and see us.
It's going to be a good time, just Cinco de Mayo last year. Woohoo.
And it's a free family event. And something I wanted to help out clarify, because people get confused what Hispanic Latinos are. So Hispanic refers to primary Spanish, and then Latino is from Latin America. You know, Mexicans, and Latinx is more like gender neutral term. And
Latinx got a lot of pushback from the Hispanic community.
I believe so. It's more confusing. The more you add, the more it gets confused.
Right. Yeah.
So it's Latino, Hispanic. A lot of people don't consider themselves Hispanic because they're indigenous or
I want to just add a little bit to this. When we talk about Latino and Latin America is really the central American part of
as opposed to
all
Mexico
of the continent
in South America.
So when a lot of times when we talk about Latin American, we're talking Spanish speaking, but we're also talking about the central, you know, from Mexico down to Colombia.
Yes, that Central and South America is considered Hispanic, Latinos, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Venezuela, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Puerto Rico.
Okay, so when somebody says Mexican, is that a slang?
No, it's not.
Would be from people who were born, I don't know, help me to understand, I mean, for our listeners too. So would that be people, but they're also, they're Spanish.
Yes.
Because they're Spanish speaking, but if they come from Mexico, and they, Mexico City or parts of Mexico across, I mean, what's the title?
Yeah,
what's
it's just, correct title? It's just changed, like, I was born in Mexico, I'm Mexican, my kids are born in, you know, Reading, so, like, my kids are Chicanos, Americans, Mexican Americans. Okay. And then once you become a U.S. citizen, then you're U.S., you know, you are Mexican-American.
Mexican-American.
So
Chicanas, I always thought that was slang.
It kind of is. It's okay. A term that it's added, you okay. know, like the Hispanic have, you know, have added to.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, so for somebody who, like your children today, that your college-educated children. I love that. I love the story about your parents.
Who are American citizens.
I love that. I love all this, but I love that your parents had this dream. One day we would love to interview the dream of what they had to come to Reading.
Ooh, my dad has a lot of stories.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet he does.
And what it was like for him at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Susan said, you know, coming into Reading with there's no Hispanic. It was even, we were teenagers, and, you know, my parents have always chose to show respect, love everybody, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. So that's what we did. We did have a lot of discrimination, you know, coming in, you know, some. But for most part, you know, people have learned to love us and you know.
Well, I think that when you get somebody, you know, you have six kids come into the school system and you're all spread out. I think that there's this, you know, what's this going to be like? And then, like you said, you show respect and love, you get it back in almost every case. So I think that's the way you handle coming in, and that you treat people the way you want to be treated.
Exactly,
and that's worked out pretty well.
I think that's, without knowing, that's why you're raised to respect and love everyone, so... Yeah.
Well, your parents did a good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that's something we also, you know, encourage our own children to do and, you know, just to, you know, be proud of their culture, traditions, and
share. But let me just make this clear, too, though, is that you're Americans of Hispanic of heritage. But you know, and that's what people seem to forget is that, like in the military, we have a strong Hispanic lineage in the military, also, and in other jobs like this, that it's you know they come in to be you know they're Americans coming in to defend their country, and they're Marines that happen to be.
Hispanic. Yes. Also, Hispanic Americans are the largest minority groups in the United States today. And then there's also like 62 million Latinos, you know, who help make our nation stronger every day. You know, hardworking and family oriented.
In California, more Hispanic, more people who identify as Hispanic than there are people who identify as white.
Yeah.
So white is a minority now, and Hispanic is the majority of the population. In Shasta County, really, our population is only, depending on what data you look at, up to 6% Hispanic, white or non-white, as the Census Bureau puts it. So if you take 6% of 200,000, you know, would give you about how many Hispanic folks live in Shasta County.
But when you go to Tehama County,
it's different.
It's a lot larger.
I'm looking at the 2020 census, and it says, sorry, my mic's a little hot.
About 11,000.
11.7% Hispanic or Latino in Shasta County.
Thank you. Look up Tehama County because it's more of a agricultural rural area. But so 11% here in Shasta County, I'm surprised it's that number. I thought probably around 5 or 6%.
That's what I thought, but yeah,
well, I
do know it's been growing. Yeah, because you see it, you know.
Without giving other people publicity right now, because we love La Cabana. But there's how many Hispanic heritage-owned businesses would you say are in Reading that you know of? Because you probably have your fingers on that.
I would say 30 to 50, at least 50
businesses.
At least,
at least.
Or more. 50 to a lot.
And okay. Finally, I have a question. What do you think it is about the Spanish, Latina, Mexican culture, as well as, like, we can ask this to our Asian friends and some certain ethnic groups where families are so tight-knit, live together, mm-hmm. support one another, take care of mom and dad,
yes.
have this really deep found, like, respect for the elders.
Yes, that's something we're well known of. You know, we respect our elders, and our history is of hardworking family, faith, pride, values, and traditions. And like you mentioned, you know, treating our elders with respect.
Okay, because we're coming to the end of the program. Again, when's the event going to be?
October 15th, downtown Reading, from 2 to 6 p.m.
Out
Sunday.
Here in the
downtown area.
Downtown,
yeah.
in the mall area here where the IOOF, International Order of Odd mm-hmm. Fellows, down
right,
in that area.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be having more events coming up, you know, downtown or in the Shasta County area. I don't know how much time we have, but I just wanted to mention that Observation started in 1968, the Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon, and then it passed on, it extended to March for a whole month in 1988 with President Ronald Reagan. And then it came into law in 1988 where it was for the whole month. And the theme for this year is Todos Somos Unos. We are all and we are one. So there is a theme for 2023.
We are all and we are one. That could be everybody,
I like
guys.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
The idea, mm-hmm. I imagine. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much
thank you for joining
us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Susan, for putting mm-hmm. this together. It's been a really informative morning.
Okay, tomorrow morning we're going to have Reading Rancheria join us, and among others. So everybody have a great day out there. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's
and
a
the
beautiful
temperature
day.
Is dropping. By Thursday, it's going to be under 80 degrees.